Well, welcome back. This is Jeff Donofrio sitting next to Ryan Goldberg. We are here at the Detroit Economic Club talking about Michigan's economic outlook for 2026. Fresh off the panel that included MEDC CEO Quentin Messer, which we're going to hear from in just a few minutes. Gabe Ehrlich from the University of Michigan, an economist who's got great insight into where our state is, where it's headed. But with them was a wonderful leader in the automotive industry, Mary Buchziger, CEO of Lucerne International, who is joining us here today. Mary, thanks so much for being here with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Mary, it is an important week for Detroit. Obviously, we have the auto show happening just down the street here in the city of Detroit. But last week was an important, conference for the automotive industry and really our economy overall. It was CES in Vegas.
Yes.
You were out there. You saw some of the
great
innovations. What'd you take away? What's coming back to Michigan?
You know, it was really interesting. First of all, if you've never been to CES, it is gigantic. It takes up the entire convention center, plus some of the Sands and Venetian. So if you ever go, you have to give yourself a lot of time and wear comfortable shoes and plan your days out. You know, I was really blown away by the amount of humanoid robots, and that seemed to be the talk of the town in Vegas. And you saw Hyundai actually came out and made that announcement that I think they plan to make 38,000 units by, I think it was 2030. I could have those numbers wrong. But it was a big announcement, of course, with their acquisition of, is it Boston? Boston Electronics. So.
Okay, yeah.
So the humanoid robots really, I think, stole the show more than anything there.
When you look at that, because I'd seen some projections that this could be more than a $30 billion industry in just a few years, are we going to see these robots in our houses, or is it really going to start maybe in business and commercial applications, industry?
I wish I had that crystal ball to tell you. I think it's really interesting. So I've been going to CES now for many years, probably the better part of 10, 15 years. And in years past, you go and you see this technology, and you think, oh, this is so cool. And then a couple years later, it's just part of your everyday life.
Right.
And in the way that we're exponentially getting faster with bringing technology to market, I really think that humanoid robot, that industry is just going to skyrocket. And now, whether we're going to have them in our house, we're going to have enough trust, what level of complexity they're going to be at, who knows? There was some pretty cool displays and things that we saw. There was a fighting robot, a dancing robot, a robot that made you coffee, a dog robot. I mean, you name it. You could see robots everywhere.
Well, gosh, I mean, how many of us would have said we'd be using ChatGPT every day, just a year or two ago?
Right?
And that democratization of technology, of these new innovations, it is happening at a pace.
Fast, yeah. ChatGPT, I feel like I haven't graduated kindergarten unless I read my ChatGPT. I can't even write an email without using ChatGPT now. It's crazy.
Oh, Mary, for those that might not be familiar with Lucerne, give the listeners a little more info about your company.
Sure. So Lucerne International, we've been around since 1993. My father actually started Lucerne in 93. And we have been in the contract manufacturing space. I took the business global in 2003, and we started manufacturing more and more offshore. So it is a global business. We mostly now focus on cast, forged, and machined parts in the chassis, powertrain, and body structural. We're diversifying now a little bit. So talk about the humanoid robots, talk about the drones, the eVTOLs. There's lots of opportunity in that space. So we're really looking hard to break into that space.
I was going to say, for most business leaders, there's what keeps them awake at night is, how do I stay in front of that technology advancement? How do I make sure I'm utilizing the next new development faster than the competition, whether that be here or whether that be abroad? How is that playing out for Lucerne? I mean, how are you, it can't be a choice for you at this point. You've got to be ahead of the game in technological advancements.
Yeah, I think, like you said, every company really has to look at that, and it definitely keeps you up at night, not just the technological advancements inside of your company, for example, using AI, using, more robotics in production, but also staying ahead of that curve when it comes to what is that next industry, what can we be part of, what can we can continue to diversify into.
Do you see the, you know, obviously within your own company you're seeing this technological change. Do you think the industry as a whole, especially the industry based here in Michigan, the auto industry, is keeping up with that change too?
When you say keeping up with, and my mind immediately goes to China.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, no, I don't think that we're keeping up nearly as much as we should be. I've spent a lot of time in China, and I'm amazed. Every time I go there, you get in these EVs, and it is like riding in a spaceship. They've got all the bells and whistles. The technology is unbelievable, the comfort level, and the price point. And they're just bringing product to market as fast as they can. And unfortunately, here in the U.S., we are lagging on that. And I think that'll start to catch up with us here pretty quick.
So if you look at some of the technological advancements, some of the experiences that you're seeing, are there some things that you feel like should be translated to policymakers and things that we need to adapt more rapidly relative to some of these obstacles and headwinds?
Well, we chose the path of shooting down EVs, which is the technology of the future that, quite frankly, the rest of the world is adopting at an extremely fast rate. And our policies here now are really pushing us to push EVs to the side and focus back into the old dogs of ICE vehicles, maybe a little bit towards hybrid. I think that our policies, unfortunately, are holding us back, and they're rewarding the old ways instead of bringing us into the future.
What's when you look at that, when you look at I worked for Ford Motor Company earlier in my career, and we said, you know, just give us a target, let us shoot for it, right? Have that certainty for us. How does that play out with an industry when you're trying to make decisions? Do you feel like there's enough certainty that policymakers are giving the auto industry right now?
It's funny. I don't know if you've heard anything that we talked about in the panel before this, but that's the big word, uncertainty. Yeah. How do you make business decisions when you've got this policy whiplash, changing regulations all the time? We have uncertainty coming up with the USMCA renegotiations. We've got uncertainty still around tariffs. They change from day to day. And it's really hard to make decisions, especially capital decisions, in an environment like this.
Yeah. So last thing we wanted to get your opinion on is with the auto show starting, predictions for this year relative to the auto industry.
For the auto show itself?
Just the industry.
The industry in general.
Yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic. And the wait-and-see kind of field right now, again, we've got big negotiations coming up with the USMCA that could drastically change the industry. We see a lot of investments coming in right now, and I think that depending, again, on what happens at the state level, what happens with midterms, what happens moving forward, there unfortunately still is a lot of uncertainty, but I am always that glass half full kind of person.
What would you tell, we've got a lot of folks running for office, whether it's midterm elections this year nationally or whether it's office in Michigan, what would you say those policymakers should be focused on?
I think that there's some really outstanding issues that need to be addressed. Just from a basic level, we've got labor issues, labor shortage issues. Michigan's falling behind in the labor race. I think we're now 40th somewhere in there, the per capita income, so we're well below the national 40th. Average. And it has to be addressed really at the ground level from an educational standpoint. And we have to, you can't start from the top. We've got to reinvest in our people, and we need to focus on bringing our people up and retaining that talent. That's a big issue.
Well, it's like you're a board member at Business Leaders for Michigan because you're singing from our songbook.
Love it.
We really appreciate your leadership in the auto industry, your leadership in Michigan. Mary Buchsieger, thank you so much for being with us here today, CEO of Lucerne International. This is Jeff Donofrio and Ryan Goldberg joining you from the Detroit Economic Club Michigan Economic Outlook Forecast. This luncheon today at the Motor City Casino. We've got a lot more coming up. Quentin Messer is from Michigan Economic Development Corporation. We'll be up next, so join us after the break.